RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Wanted to talk a little bit about Vrabel and something I was reading about from Mike Reese today, which is the way that Mike Vrabel has galvanized the Patriots. That is a direct quote from early on in the year. Right after he got hired and he was asked about what he wants to do, what his goals are, he said, I want to galvanize this team. And I don't know that I've ever seen a guy in his first year come in and galvanize a team from a head coach perspective quite like this. I was thinking about it, you know, like the first years of Doc Rivers and first year Terry Francona. There were some Red Sox managers who in their first year, Francona, you know, he won the World Series in that first year. And that certainly galvanized the team. But you'll remember that happened at the end of the year. Like, they had some, they had just come off that 2003 season and had lost to the Yankees and were trying to get back there, and the Yankees were still ahead of them. So, you know, people still had high hopes for that team, but I wouldn't say that they were galvanized all year long. They traded Nomar. Maybe that was a galvanizing moment, but it wasn't until they won, until they beat the Yankees and then won the World Series, that I really feel like that was a totally galvanized team. This team right now, I feel like, you know, we got 5 games left to go. We're 3/4 of the way through the season, and you can't deny it. Really, you can't. It's been quite a turnaround. Not just on the field, not just with the results in the locker room, everywhere. The reputation of the team is a destination for potential free agents, players wanting to get drafted here, all that stuff. I mean, it's completely flipped. And there were some stats in this piece from Mike Reese that I wanted to just go over. They don't have a ton to do with the galvanizing of the team, but I do think that Mike Vrabel and what he's done with the culture has certainly been a massive factor. Another big factor are the players that he's brought in. And he and Elliot Wolf and obviously everybody else in the front office, but I consider this a Vrabel thing. I think that Vrabel really wanted to create the team in his image.
The stats are for losers.
Had a massive say over what the personnel was going to be. I read this on Reese today, so if there's any mistakes in it, you can take it up with Reese. I doubt there is. Milton Williams. Milton Williams, before being placed on injured reserve because of the high ankle sprain, had been the team's best defensive player, arguably. He ranked 3 among defensive tackles, and ESPN's pass rush win rate, 14% entering week 13, behind only 2 people. Jeffrey Simmons in Tennessee and Chris Jones in Kansas City.
What's going on, boss?
That is pretty good company to be in right there. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but the Eagles miss him a lot more than he misses them. Let me put it that way. He has made this Patriots defense and the rush defense, and really, I mean, his contributions as a pass rusher shouldn't be ignored. He's not getting a ton of sacks or anything like that, but nobody on the Patriots is getting a ton of sacks. But as a run defense, when he's out there, they're a brick wall. And the Eagles cannot say that. We were worried, right? There was worry that Milton Williams maybe was just benefiting from that Eagles defense. And, you know, he's only out there a couple of snaps, not all 4 downs. So, like, is he really that good, or is he just someone that's benefiting from being around these great pass rushers and everybody else? Turns out they needed him maybe a lot more than he needed them. And that is playing out this year for sure. And the Patriots, it's playing out with them too. Not that there was ever any doubt. The Patriots obviously need him a lot, and he's been a huge factor for them. And now that he's out, that's been an issue. Yes, Joe?
Just to back up what you're saying, the numbers last year, Eagles were the best, like the fewest yards allowed per game. Now they're very close to the bottom. There's 7 teams ahead of the Eagles from the bottom in terms of yards allowed this
year. And obviously there's other things. They won the Super Bowl, so they have a tough schedule and all that other stuff. But I don't think it's any coincidence at all that Milton Williams leaves that defense, comes to this one, and you're seeing real, I mean, a real, real massive. It's one guy That's one guy making a huge, huge difference. No question about it. I didn't realize he was top three in terms of pressure rate. And there's more to that than for what a defensive tackle's asked to do. But that's, I think, good news right there. And a real feather in the cap of anybody who was involved, from paying the money to scouting the guy to targeting him and everything else. Milton Williams, home run, grand slam. Steph Diggs, who signed that three-year, $69 million deal, nice, has produced similar results as he leads the team with 61 receptions. That's 11th in the NFL, 679 yards, 18th in the NFL, and three touchdowns, which isn't a lot. But, you know, we're talking a top 15, top 20 wide receiver, which for me, I'd say, you know, receptions-wise, he's knocking on the door of the top 10. Yards-wise, he's not been a guy that's demanding the ball and demanding that he get the ball all the time and all of that's not the Steph Diggs that we've gotten. I think that if he had been, Drake May would probably try and accommodate him. I don't think that that would be a crazy thing to do. It's not like this team is chock full of great wide receivers. However, this year, you know, Mac Hollins has really emerged. Kayshon Booty's really emerged. Speaking of Mac Hollins, does he think it's Halloween all the time? If you've seen the pictures of Mac Hollins coming into the stadium today, he's wearing a full mechanic, like, grease monkey outfit. Like, he's got the whole thing going. He's also holding, like, a tire and I think a tire iron or a wrench or something like that.
Like a crowbar, yeah.
Okay. So, Halloween, sure, you want to wear a little costume on Halloween? Okay. Does he always wear a costume? Like, remember Clinton Portis? Clinton Portis used to wear weird costumes. He'd wear, like, a disguise. He'd, like, dress up like a clown in his post-game interviews. Like... I'm not sure why he did that, but, you know, like, is it something like that? I don't know exactly what's up with Mac Hollins, but I love watching him play, man. I love Mac Hollins. I was kind of, you know, whatever on that signing, but he's just been so good. Such a tone setter and has had some big games for them, catching the ball and, you know, being productive as a wide receiver, not just the guy blocking downfield. He's also cost him a little bit. That pick play, I mean, that Bengals game shouldn't have been as close as it was. And no one's really been a major factor in the red zone for this team, and that's, you know, something that maybe he could do. He's one of the tall wide receivers on this team. He's the only tall wide receiver on the team, I think. So, you know, that's one thing that I would say, you know, one note that I would have. But I've loved Mac Hollins. I mean, he came out of nowhere. He came out of nowhere and has been a huge, huge factor for this team.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Couple of things, and Reese pointed this out as well. A couple of things that could come back to haunt the Patriots in the playoffs. They rank 27th in the NFL in rushing average, 3.9 yards. Goal-to-go efficiency, 65%, also 27th, despite having the most goal-to-go rushes in the league, 34, entering week 13. That is troublesome. That is troublesome. They get in the red zone, it's bad. They get in goal-to-go, and it's worse.
I heard about it.
You gotta clean that up. I'm not sure exactly how that has become such a big problem for this team. I don't know how that could be a big problem for any good team. Any good team with a good quarterback, a good tight end, Hunter Henry. I mean, like, you know, you have targets, you have guys you can throw to. I don't know. I mean, the line doesn't hold up quite as much. The blitzes get a little more exotic. the coverage gets a little tighter. I know. I mean, listen, it's you know, it's tougher. It's tougher to get open when there's less field to defend, of course. But it is beginning to it's beginning to look like almost like a mental block with these guys sometimes. They also have started slowly on defense. Reese writes, allowing touchdowns on opening drives in 6 games, and they joined the Texans as the only defense to allow touchdowns on every goal-to-go drive against them. That's interesting, because the Texans are maybe the best defense in the league. Maybe. And they have this weird thing where anytime someone gets in goal-to-go, they score. It's like the opposite of the Patriots. They get in goal-to-go, and they're going to score if they're on the field against the Texans. The Texans have a monster of a pass rush. They're good against the run. They really are about as complete of a defense as there is, I'd say, in the whole league. And yet, here they are. You get in, you know, within the 10, you're going to score on them. Patriots, too. But no one's confusing the Patriots with the best defenses in the league. That is a major, major difference. That Houston Texans pass rush is something the Patriots can only dream of. I'd say they're secondary, and maybe that's partially because of the good pass rush. But they, Stingley in that secondary, they got guys in that secondary who are playing out of their minds this year. And I look at the Patriots. I heard Ted talking about this. We talked about this on Sunday. That touchdown to Tinsley on the Bengals, I was, you know, like it was one play, and Gonzalez is obviously a great player. But that was troublesome. That's been part of kind of a tough trend with him lately. He got crushed by Drake London in that Falcons game. A.D. Mitchell, if Justin Fields had put that ball, you know, where he could get it like Tyrod Taylor was doing, then A.D. Mitchell probably would have had at least one touchdown against Gonzalez in that Jets game. And then here comes some guy off the practice squad. I keep wanting to say Jamal Tinsley, but I know it's not Jamal. I keep thinking of that old point guard from the Pacers back in the 2000s. What is it? Tinsley? Something Tinsley?
Mitchell.
Mitchell Tinsley. Thank you. Who caught that touchdown on a great throw from Flacco, by the way. That was a tremendous throw. The old guy, he still reached back and, you know, drop one in the bucket. We'll hear it again. But Gonzalez, I mean, Gonzalez getting smoked by a practice squatter. I didn't love that. And I wonder coming into this, you know, Wandale Robinson, him and Jameis Winston were making sweet, sweet music in that first half in the last game they had. I don't know if it's going to be the same with Jackson Dart. I have no idea.
But go to the next question.
It's a guy who, you know, you're gonna have to give him some extra attention here. He's coming off of a big game, and I don't know. I feel like Gonzalez hasn't had like a big game in a while. I feel like he hasn't had one of those games where he just took away another team's top guy, or really even made a lot of plays. It seems like it's been sort of the latter. And I know that the teams, you know, they need him out there, of course. And he's definitely their best cover corner and one of the better cover corners in the league. He's just going through a bit of a rough stretch, and you could also maybe say that the quarterback is right now, too. Now, that's weird, right? Arcana, how can you say that? They've won 9 straight games. How can you say it's a rough patch? I'm not saying it's rough, like, for the league. I'm saying it's rough for the way that Drake May has been playing this year. Drake May has been playing at such a high level this year that you look at the last, I don't know, 5 weeks. He's got 6 interceptions this year. 4 of them have come in the last 5 weeks. Two of his lowest passer ratings have been in the last 3 weeks. So, I'm not just making it up out of nothing. They've not been slowed down by it enough that they lost any of the games, but it is worth taking a look at. Drake May was playing at a superhuman level for over a month, and you could say maybe they didn't need him to play that well to win all those games. Some of them, maybe. Some of them, I think they did. Some of them, I think they relied on him and his great play, and that was the way they were able to win some of those games. Some of those games were pretty close. Bo Nix doesn't have a lot of games like that. Drake May does. Drake May has a lot of those type of games. And lately, you haven't been seeing them as often. I'd love to see one of those tonight. I'd love to. I would have loved to have seen that last week against the Bengals. I thought it was a great opportunity for that exact thing. And instead, it was not quite that. Very, very tough first quarter. He did bounce back, but you know, 19 points, that was not a great showing there from that Patriots offense. And Drake May is the guy in charge of that Patriots offense. It'd be nice to have a get-right game here tonight.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.